This is so exciting. I honestly cannot tell you. I've always wondered how it works. We get to pull back the curtain and take a look behind the scenes. Hey, it's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. We got Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. Our friend Mackenzie hanging out with us. She worked on the air on Radio Now, 100.9 in Indy, if you ever sounds familiar to you.
Yes.
Also, I just saw you on TV for another Andy Moore commercial.
Is that awkward? You're like looking me in the eye and then you look up and there.
Yeah, like do we get some money for that? Like every time I say Andy Moore, can I get a little bit of that?
I always thought those commercials were live. I thought you were live. Like,
live
doing
in there.
That.
Well, people think I live there. They're like, I think I live at the dealership.
I've got a nice bedroom in the back in
yes.
the bathroom.
Yes.
Now, I've always wondered though, like for example, let's get into it. How did you get started doing, I guess, endorsements like TV commercials? Because you do commercials across the country.
I do. So I've always done television and radio, like growing up. It was really fun. I just got hired out. My very first Andy Moore commercial was out in Avon. And I remember it was for Toyota. And it was a one-off. They hired me to, it was like the grand opening. Mm-hmm. And he was in a tux. And I was like a reporter on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And we had confetti and the whole deal. And then it just kind of grew from that. And then I got to do another one and built that relationship. And then it's kind of grown from there. And then people see your work and say, hey, could you be the face of this? Are you interested in this? And of course, if I believe in the product and it's amazing, I sign on.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Now, not to take away from that, because you were incredibly skilled, but I feel like if I was given the opportunity, if I could get in front of the right people, just that one shot, that one opportunity, I would not let it slip. Like I would do something with it. Eminem reference right there.
I think you would be a fantastic spokesman.
Okay. Now,
yes.
I was wondering if maybe we could kind of, get your critique, your feedback, if maybe myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, if she'd like to hop in and get involved with this,
yes.
and producer Pork Chop, and see how they can do as a...
Yes,
okay.
You can endorse our spokeswoman, spokesman,
spokesperson,
model, if you will.
Well, I don't know about the model.
Give me the
look.
Vanna White hands to show off your product.
So do you have anything like I got some music over here, Pork
yeah.
Chop.
You just
want to
like go on the spot?
I mean, yeah. I mean, is that how you do it? Or
yeah.
like, I don't know how it works.
Well, I'll think of some fun things for you to endorse. You say yay or nay, and then let's see what you got. This is like an audition.
Okay, does anybody want to go first?
I will.
Ooh, Liv the spokesperson.
I'm feeling confident, you know?
All right, well, Mackenzie, watch out. You might lose all your Andy Moore endorsements.
I know.
I doubt it.
Came
okay.
on today, and you lost them all.
Okay, so Liv, so we're going to have mm-hmm. get some music for her, and I want you to sell me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sell me some anti-gas medicine.
Oh my gosh, I'm perfect for this. Honestly, if anyone's out there selling gas medicine, I would be a perfect test subject.
Are you ready?
Yes.
She's a little bloated.
All right, now,
okay.
I got some different music. Should I just play the first one or should I give her options? All right, here's your first one. Listen to this and take over whenever you're ready, Liv,
okay.
with your
okay.
gas medicine.
Okay. You're at work. All of a sudden, you feel rumbling in your stomach. You get nervous. You get scared. You don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want people to smell you. And then... it happens. People start looking. People start talking. Your face gets red. You know people know it's you, and you're known as that girl in the office. Well, with this gas medicine, you can change that. Feel comfortable wherever you are and never have a smelly accident again.
Yes! That
Yay!
Was excellent! That was
Woo!
Excellent! She killed that!
Dang, I didn't think you'd do
Girl.
That good that well, but apparently we found your target audience.
She just set the bar really high, you guys. So, okay.
All right, I want to hear producer Pork Chop. Can we get something from you? Switch your headphones here, Mr. 20 Pairs of Headphones Dude. And Mackenzie, what should Pork Chop do to try to be an endorser?
So our little Pork Chop is going to sell us hemorrhoid cream.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
It's an issue. Think about it.
All right.
You got this.
Okay.
Go when you're ready.
You're enjoying an afternoon with your grandchildren. All you want to do is run and have fun. And then that's when you feel it. There's a lump.
Oh, jeez.
What could it be?
So many options.
You tell me. I don't know, Pork Chop.
Honestly, it could be anything at this
is
point.
Is it cancer? No, this is depressing.
It could be anything.
Is it an STD? We don't know.
You can spend hundreds and thousands of dollars at the doctor. Or you could just use this. Hem Cream H.
Yes.
Lie down on the bed. Spread your cheeks.
No.
And cream it up.
Oh
no.
My God!
No! No! I'm
Whoa.
Not!
Whoa! I don't know about that catchphrase. I don't know.
Is that your, hey, aren't you the creaming up guy?
your hemorrhoids.
I'm crying. Oh my God.
We'll be gone in days.
That was something, pork chop.
Cream between the cheeks is not something I think they want to be known for.
Can I even say that on the radio?
I don't even know.
I don't know. I hope not. I don't want to get fired.
Works every time. Okay. And let's go to our last endorser.
I don't think I can do anything even close to these two. I'm wondering if you're continuing the butt stuff theme.
No, I have something special for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, please.
Okay, Mr. Joe, yes. You are going to endorse tampons.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Oh, this could get bad.
Ooh, you have a wife.
I do.
Okay.
Don't give him any hints.
Okay.
Remember,
okay.
FCC violation. Let's not violate the
keep
rules.
It in check.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's your buddy Joe from Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And as you know, I've got a wife, Lindsay, and yeah, she likes to use tampons instead of pads. Now, listen. There's more than one use for these magical devices. You can actually use them for something I suffer from. Nosebleeds.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Get a dry room up in your bedroom. You don't got the humidifier working properly. Take one of these handy-dandy Jodepons and put them up your nose.
Jodepons.
Super absorbent. They out-absorb the leading competition by 2-1. Oh, no. What's this? You spilled something into a tight little spot that's shaped like a tampon? No problem. Put a Jodepon in there, and it'll work in no time.
For all of those times that you're spilling things.
You guys blew my mind. Amazing. I am impressed. Now, utterly impressed.
I think we have the actual audio, right, of Mackenzie doing an endorsement?
Yes.
Well, this is going to pale in comparison to what we just
heard. Let's see some amateur work right here.
On a tight budget and need a new vehicle? We can help. At Andy Moore, we buy inventory in large volume, and that saves you money.
That's
Speaking of large volume, Jodepons actually have a large volume absorbency. They're amazing.